Hello, welcome to the English program. Well, if you've not been following us on Twitter tonight, you will not have been aware that we've brought the program sort of forward a little bit. So this is sort of halfway through tonight's live broadcast, but never mind. Welcome anyway, if you just joined us. But as I say, as always, when we're about to do a live broadcast, we will always make a sort of a Twitter or a tweet or whatever you call it. What do you call it, Pilar? What is the verb for doing this? Is it to tweet? To tweet or not to tweet? Okay. Wasn't sure, you see. So now I know. Well, of course, everybody has been talking about the election, including us on the English program. However, there is something to bear in mind. What about people, British people, who are living abroad? What happens to you, or to me for that matter, if I want to vote? Well, if you are a British citizen and you're living overseas, you can vote in the UK elections, in the European parliamentary elections in the UK. Every British citizen who has been registered to vote in the UK within the last 15 years is eligible to vote in the UK parliamentary, and that's the general elections, and the European parliamentary elections. To be eligible to vote in the general election on May the 6th, 2010, you must register as an overseas voter by the 20th of April. So it's very important. Now, for more information and to download a registration form, go to the Electoral Commission's About My Vote website. You can't vote in local elections or elections for the Scottish Parliament, Welsh Assembly or Northern Ireland Assembly if you live overseas. So for more information, go to electoralcommission.org.uk. That's electoralcommission.org.uk. And I've just been reading this, a press release from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. Their website is fco.gov.uk. This is the English programme. We're broadcasting live from Spain across the internet. And this is one of those issues. If you want to vote, what do you do if you're a British person living abroad? Well, this affects me. That's why I find it quite a fascinating issue. But anyway, as I say, you are entitled to do it, to vote, but you have to register by the 20th of April. It's the 7th at the moment. So once again, electoralcommission.org.uk.